Rhythm and blues, hip-hop, country, new age music, pretty standard fare for a lot of young adults. But what about classical music? Few would argue that classical music enriches life and culture. Here's what some college students sitting outside on a sunny day at Temple University say.
I have listened to classical music at my grandparents' house when I visit them.
I've listened to like Beethoven and Strauss before. I used to go to the orchestra when I was younger, but I don't really go much anymore. I went with my parents.
I listen to it sometimes like when I'm trying to relax, or maybe like when I'm stressed out in traffic because it calms me down.
I think it's an acquired taste, and I don't think a lot of people, I don't know, their parents don't really expose them to it as much. We're kind of raised by culture, and we tap into that, and culture doesn't really promote classical music as much as it should, probably.
For every aspiring young conductor or committed concert goer, there seems to be a lot of young people who opt out. Is an appreciation of classical music an acquired taste, like caviar? Even if it is, there doesn't seem to be any ambiguity about the right role for adults and arts organizations. The Philadelphia Orchestra's CEO, Allison Volgamore.
Culture is handed down throughout the ages from generation to generation. So it's always important to share the culture that we represent, in this case, the Philadelphia Orchestra classical music, to our generations that are yet to come.
It's a safe bet. Orchestras are analyzing the best ways to meet the challenge of sharing the beauty and the emotions evoked by classical music. Oh, and filling seats. How to motivate young and old to want more than the familiar classical sounds that punctuate various milestones and passages. Shauna Mothar leads the marketing and communications department at the Los Angeles Philharmonic, where the young Venezuelan conductor Gustavo Dudamel burst on the scene as music director last fall with much fanfare at a free concert at the Hollywood Bowl.
I think it's very important to draw in young people as far as creating relevance for them and creating engagement.
Next time on News and Views, some more thoughts on why and how to encourage the young and young at heart to stick their toes into the classical world. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News. Many young people listen to popular music, so why make the effort to bring them into the classical fold? This week on News and Views, some thoughts on that question from those whose work and play involves music, classical music. In the fall of 2009, the Los Angeles Philharmonic made the most of a big deal when it introduced its audience and the world by webcast to its new music director, Gustavo Dudamel, who was then 28 years old. The Philharmonic's marketing director, Shauna Mothar, says the energy was tremendous. But in general, she conveys a more measured approach.
I wouldn't say that my number one objective is for younger audiences in the broadest sense to become frequent attenders to our core classical programs. I would like to see them develop into frequent attenders at the point in their life cycle where it's the most appropriate. But in order for them to actually be able to do that, I think they need to have some of these really important experiences.
At the Philadelphia Orchestra, President Allison Volgamore says just great music, like the orchestra's success with Beethoven's Third Symphony, is always a winner. Based on a concept used by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, this season, three Philadelphia Orchestra concerts begin with a multimedia presentation of the historic underpinnings of a work. Stravinsky's Rite of Spring comes up on April 8th as part of a series called Beyond the Score. As in Los Angeles, new approaches resonate with young people, like college student Paul Malfera.
I kind of wish I was a little bit more informed when it came to classical music, so if I do go to the orchestra, I'd really like to know the piece I'm seeing.
Price is a definite consideration for cash-poor young adults. In Los Angeles, students get discounted tickets in what's called student rush. Philadelphia Orchestra's Allison Volgamore says in Philadelphia, a program called Easy Seat U is growing.
For basically $25 a year, student members can attend many subscription performances at Verizon Hall as they like, as many as they'd like.
That price point might get psychology major Jake Zimmerman into the concert hall.
Oh, that would encourage me to go. I listen to records on vinyl, and I went to like these record store and I found all these old vinyl tapes of the Philadelphia Orchestra, these vinyl records, and so I have a lot of vinyl records of the Philadelphia Orchestra. I like Philadelphia Orchestra. I would totally go.
Next time on News and Views, revitalizing music in Philadelphia schools. To hear all three parts of this series, log on to WRTI.org. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News. This week on News and Views, some perspectives on nurturing a relationship between young people and the world of classical music. Dennis Creedon directs art education at the Philadelphia School District.
Classical music is something that I think, if exposed to, our children would gravitate towards as much as any other form of music. It's a genre. It's a branch of a huge phenomena that we can have in sound, and it's emotional.
Virginia Lamb is responsible for music education content at the district. She says a good approach to classical music starts with the basics.
Cartoons, movies, where they can relate to the music and to the movie or to the TV show, and then begin developing a love for classical music that way.
As many school districts across the country react to the pressure to save money by closing or consolidating schools or scaling back on the arts curriculum, the Philadelphia School District is expanding the arts. Virginia Lamb explains.
We had the largest hiring in the last 2 years of music teachers, the largest hiring for over 30 years of music teachers, and we're looking to grow additional music programs at the high school level.
The big influx is the result of a policy initiated by past School Reform Commission Chair Sandra Dungy Glenn. Arts Director Dennis Creedon says the district has hired 100 music teachers and 100 art teachers under Superintendent Arlene Ackerman. There's a long way to go, but the commitment is yielding opportunities and generating momentum.
Youth learn from each other. And if you see someone who is a young adult who's extremely proficient and advanced within their instrument, a young person can have a turnaround. One parent last year came up to me and said, you know that Curtis retreat? My daughter came home from that and hasn't stopped rehearsing.
Music brings joy, and it changes an entire culture in a school.
Next time on News and Views, perspectives from the next generation. To hear all three parts of this series, log on to wrti.org. I'm Meredy Doubleston, WRTI News.